Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here in the lunch hour, what is our keyword to cash, Jamie?
Tomato, T-O-M-A-T-O, tomato. Text it to 72881.
Are you in an apartment, so you're not really probably putting up too many decorations for Halloween, right?
No, and I'm always gone at Halloween. I thought you were talking about Christmas. No.
Yeah.
No. And there aren't kids in my neighborhood, so no.
We have a couple of pumpkins, small ones, not carved, sitting on our front stoop. And that's about it. We don't really do the Halloween. We have them. Lee loves decorations. We just haven't put them up yet, and I don't believe we will in the next 2 weeks. But the other decorations, is it too early to put up the Christmas decorations?
If you are itching to break out the Christmas lights before you've even carved the Thanksgiving turkey, go ahead. Psychologists say it might make you happier. The British website Unilag got us all thinking about trimming the tree a few weeks early. This is out of the Today Show. It reported expert comments about how people who decorate earlier are simply tapping into the excitement of the holidays before the rest of us, which makes them happier. Psychologist Deborah Serrani told Today Home, it is true, decorating early can definitely lift your mood. She says it does create the neurological shift that can produce happiness. And she said, I think anything that makes us and gets us out of our normal habits, the normal day in, day out, signals our senses, and then our senses measure if it is pleasing or not. She said Christmas decorating will spike dopamine, which is a feel-good hormone. But they asked, what is it exactly about Christmas decorations that trigger the happy hormones? She said, for starters, it's the bright lights and colors. Chromotherapy or color therapy, which is thought to increase energy levels and boost happiness, might be at play, or it might just be the ambiance in general. And there's also the nostalgia factor that it just brings memories of joy. And so there is psychology there that says putting up your Christmas lights earlier, putting them up earlier, could make some people happier or might make other people crazy. How early is too early? 229-80-576-7798. How early is too early?
I know that some of the radio stations in this country go Christmas
early.
As soon as Halloween ends. And I know that drives some people absolutely nuts because a lot of people think that 6 weeks of Christmas music or 6 weeks of decorations before we get to Christmas is too early. I'd have them up now if Halloween wasn't in the way.
Here's a statement in the story. Research has shown that people interpret Christmas decorations on a home as a cue that the people inside are sociable. Which would be true about you and Lee.
Oh, okay.
So that could mean something for you.
Okay.
Travis, I wonder where Travis is going to come down on this one. Travis, how early?
Travis, I'm going to guess. Travis puts him up on the 23rd and pulls him down on the 25th.
Yeah. When is the appropriate time to put up Christmas lights?
I have no say in it.
But I don't think
they should go up until after Thanksgiving. If you put them up, in my opinion, you don't put them up until December. If it was my choice. If you do it before Halloween, that's just freaking stupid. Why would you mix up Christmas and Halloween decorations together?
Freaking
and
stupid.
Let Thanksgiving have its own, holiday. Stop trying to mix Christmas and Thanksgiving together because they're not the same.
Can I repeat what Mike Wickett just said? I would put them up today if I could.
I would have them up if it wasn't weird and socially unacceptable and if it didn't drive probably like all the Halloween nuts. Wouldn't drive them crazy if I just said, now we're going to forget the spiders and the witches and Dracula and all that garbage. I want reindeer and snow and I want Santa Claus and I want all that stuff. I love Christmas.
I hate you.
What? Why do you hate the birth of Christ and 'tis the season? Why is that?
Because the birth of Christ is not on Halloween.
Darn right. I'm the guy that would listen to Christmas music in July. I love it.
Did I say I hate you? Because I'll say it again.
My Lord, Jeez, Travis.
Christmas music in July should be banned from everything, everywhere, any time of the day. That's just annoying. You're the annoying person that should just live on the North Pole with Santa Claus and his elves.
I wish. Oh, my Lord, that would be great. I mean, I could be like Will Ferrell in the movie Elf. It'd be tremendous. Who wouldn't want that?
Me.
Am I? Jamie, do you think I'm in the minority? How much of a minority am I in?
Text us in. I don't know. I suspect, yes. I think this is too early right now. Yes. Before Halloween is definitely too early. 22980 or give us a call. What's too early to have Christmas decorations up?
And I won't put them up now again because it would be real weird.
Yes.
I mean, we're brand new into the building or into the complex now.
Uh-huh.
But when I get the opportunity, and what I love most about living in Kansas City, unlike other parts like in the Griswolds who live outside of Chicago and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, for the most part, you don't have to trudge through snow when you put your Christmas decorations up in Kansas City. Because for the most part, it's not that cold. I love it. Absolutely love it.
So I'm going to be more in Travis's camp on this one. Here's what I don't like about having this position is that it makes you sound like Scrooge and it makes you sound like you have no joy in your heart.
But darn right.
Travis and I have joy in our hearts.
None.
We just don't feel the need to express it.
I mean, if I can be compared to the Grinch, that's totally fine. But, you know, Christmas should be celebrated in the month of where Christmas is.
Mm-hmm.
Is Christmas in October? No. Is Christmas in November? No. Is Christmas in December? Yes. That's when you can put up your stuff or do it after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm we could talk for a while about the Christmas music. I would rather see lights up. I can deal with decorations up more. Now, before Thanksgiving, now, maybe the week of Thanksgiving, if you feel like you want to put them up, you want to have them up for Thanksgiving, like maybe Thanksgiving is when you do Christmas with your family. You know, maybe you're combining holidays because you're doing Christmas four times, whatever. So if you want to put them up the weekend before Thanksgiving, I'm okay with that. If it's cold, I'm okay with it. If it's still warm out that week, then that feels a little weird to me. I don't need to hear Christmas music, though, until the week of Christmas.
What?
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. I really don't ever need a lot of it, and the week of Christmas is fine for me. 22980, I suspect we'll have a Twitter and or text line coming during the break.
We could come up with something during the timeout here. Because you know what? And Halloween's on, what, a Wednesday?
It's on a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday. Oh, that first weekend. Travis, what do you do in the first weekend of November? You want to come over to the new place? I'll get some beer. We'll watch some football. We'll throw Christmas lights up.
You ruined it with Christmas lights.
Well, we'll put decorations. We got a couple of trees.
You ruined it with decorations. Ruined it with trees.
Got ornaments we can throw up there.
You ruined it with ornaments. You should have stuck to beer and football.
All right, I'll create the poll. The poll question for you on text. We'll do one on Twitter. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Where are my Christmas fans? And the Scrooges, like Jamie
Not
and
listening.
Travis.
Not listening.
This is much better. You bastard. Travis! I know that's only going to last for 60 seconds. I got a whole 3.5 minutes of Nat King Cole over here.
You think he doesn't have more?
Yeah, it's true.
Yuletide carols being sung by choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
All right, we have a poll question here. We're talking about Christmas decorations.
Turkey and some mistletoe.
I can't wait, man. For some reason, I was talking to Lee. Let me tell you the poll question. Which of the two dates is closer to when you're going to put up Christmas lights and decorations? Because there's a million of them, you know, or there's 30 or whatever. Which is closer to when you're going to put up Christmas lights and decorations? November 1st or December 1st? Text November or December. Spell it right. Text November or December to 22980. Which is closer to the date you're putting up your decorations and your lights? November 1st, the day after Halloween, or December 1st, shortly after Thanksgiving? All right, text in either one, November or December, to 22980, or vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
We're talking about this because there was a story out of today.com saying that putting up Christmas lights, science says putting up Christmas lights will make you happier because for a lot of reasons. It's the ambiance, number one. It's the nostalgia that's attached to it. Also the bright lights and colors. There is such a thing as color therapy. It's called chromotherapy. That is thought to increase your energy levels and boost happiness might be at play. There's just a lot of science behind the idea that putting up your Christmas lights whenever you choose to do it would make you happier. And so that's an argument for putting them up early. Here's a part we didn't mention before, though. The story says there is a flip side. First of all, if you're someone who has happy childhood memories of the holidays, then you're more likely to want to recreate that feeling sooner rather than later, which you might do by hanging up Christmas lights. But if holidays dredge up bad memories from childhood, you might be the person who hates when decorations pop up at the grocery store and it's only October. So not everybody loves it.
I understand. What's funny is I used to really dislike Christmas because of the money, and I wasn't doing real well financially, and there was so much travel involved, and I felt like, man, and I was alone. I was living in Wisconsin to go see my family, and I only got to see. Now, having a wife, and I was thinking about this the other day, and we're talking about Christmas a little bit, and we can't go anywhere because we're at least less than a month from the due date. I am, and parents, I'm sure you can understand this, and Mark Lavoie, I'm sure you can understand this, that Christmas, while it means a lot without children to families, those that celebrate, Mark, I got to imagine Christmas as a parent is the coolest thing all year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you learn to basically just experience it through the kids at that point.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it's fun. I mean, and, you know, when you're a little kid, there's nothing greater than Christmas Day. And then it just the excitement kind of fades as you get more jaded with life. And then once you have kids, it's right back again.
Are you saying I'm jaded?
Everybody is.
Getting
but
there.
You know, the thing is, you don't mind that some little kid comes and wakes you up at 5:30 in the morning, you know, because, you know, they got up to go to the bathroom and look at all the stuff under the tree.
Yeah. So. I think it's something that I got kind of emotional thinking about the other day. When do you put your lights up, Mark?
I used to do it probably about a week after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We're not that early.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Anybody have them up already?
Somebody
texted
cool.
and said, I've seen one person's up already.
Really?
Feel free to give me the address, but feel free to give me the neighborhood. Texted in 22980. Feel free to give me the neighborhood.
All right.
Where they're up already.
What is closer to the date you're going to put yours up?
I can already tell how this poll is going.
It's 82% to 18%. Already got 100 votes in like 2 minutes here.
Yeah.
December 1st. And I understand that. I know I'm not normal, but I just get so excited for the holidays. And by the time we put them up in November, and even by the time it gets to December 1st, I love it. I love the feeling in the family.
Travis, can I ask you a question?
Why do you hate Jesus?
Different question.
Okay.
Some people just don't get as excited about holidays in general, and I'm probably one of those people. Like, there's no holiday that gets me. You know, Christmas doesn't. There's no real holiday that just gets me. Are you one of those people, Travis?
I think this is pre-meeting Mel. Christmas was not fun for me. I mean, Christmas just wasn't a family thing. It was you wake up. It's my mom and my sister and I. We go out for breakfast. We open up, you know, a few presents, and that's it. We didn't celebrate leading up to it. We didn't celebrate after. We celebrated each holiday, kind of how I've been saying. Thanksgiving is that one day, and then my mom puts up the tree probably like a week and a half before Christmas, and then we tear it down literally the day we open up presents.
Wow.
What?
Did you have a lot of family, extended family around as a kid?
Yes, but for the most part, for holidays, it was just my mom and my sister and I.
I think that has something to do with it. You know, if you don't have if it's not as big of a multi-day celebration in your family, then you might not just get into it as much. So that makes sense.
Let's talk to Big Ben real quick before the news here on KMBZ. What's up, Big Ben?
How are you today?
All right.
Now, you weren't around here, but one year, as a matter of fact, when 98.1 used to be like rock music, They did Christmas music the day after Halloween, and everybody kind of freaked out. But now I'm a big Halloween decorator. All of my Halloween decorations will be up by the end of this week. But when it comes to Christmas, though, you know, you can put your lights up now, but you just don't turn them on. You don't want to be out there in the snow and the cold putting them up. But just turn them on, like, you know, because the big plaza lighting thing here, everybody usually either turns their lights on Thanksgiving night or the night after. And that's when you should really start that starts the Christmas holidays.
So signal from the plaza is when it's generally accepted to go ahead and pull it off. Hey, thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, man. I'm surprised Ben's waiting so long to get his Halloween decorations up if he's a big-time Halloween decorator. I mean, it's the 18th of October, bro.
I would have been doing that on Labor Day, man.
4th of July is over. Absolutely. Put up the pumpkins.
I just texted Mel and asked her, when are you going to be putting up decorations, a.k.a. when am I getting the tree from downstairs?
Yeah.
It'll be going up probably beginning of December or right after Thanksgiving whenever we come back from Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I got you. It's midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll read some more. By the way, your voting. When is it closer to get yours up? We'll update that for you. I don't want to confuse anyone. Hey, we're going to give you a chance coming up here in just a second to win tickets to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show. We're going to do that again. We'll play Do You Know You? So get your thinking cap on. We'll read you the question. I want to read you a quick comment came in on a Facebook page that really grabbed my attention.
Is this the one you just read me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, we're changing directions here. People thought we were going to keep talking about Christmas lights.
Well, we're not. So we moved on.
Yes.
I found this just to be fascinating, and I didn't even know about this. One of our listeners, and shout out to Colin for digging and digging, and he wrote this to you and me. Says, hey, Jamie and Wicket, does this, and he put up a link, and I'll tell you about it in a sec, does this have anything to do with how stories are reported and which stories are talked about by you and others at the station? And I click on the link, and it's from some website called opensecrets.org. And I had no idea this was the case. Okay. Yeah, opensecrets.org. And
sounds
it's
like a porn site.
No.
It's not. Center for Responsive Politics.
And it shows how much money our company, Entercom, donates to one side of the aisle or the other. And I got to tell you, I didn't know either way because I did know that our CEO is a big fan or was a big fan or contributor to that of Hillary Clinton. I did know that.
I did not know that.
It's the only thing I really knew. But yeah, I was unaware of this that and I responded to this person. In no way are we ever told by our management or anyone above our program director, Alan First, in any way about what we should and should not talk about. So if anyone were to believe this, I believe you're really digging for some sort of conspiracy theory. But I had no idea that our company donates a lot of money to Democrats. A whole lot of money to Democrats as opposed to a whole lot of money to Republicans.
Okay, so I'm looking on the site. Yeah, you can look up any company. Just go into the search function there. And I'm on Entercom Communications, which is who owns KMBZ and a ton of other radio stations in 30 or 40 markets across the country. And you can sort it out by totals and recipients and what the party is. And yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's overwhelmingly donated to Democrats. I didn't know that until 5 seconds ago when I looked. And let me point out that Rush Limbaugh does a show on another station.
Right
that
down
Entercom
the hall.
Owns
right,
that's literally 30 feet down that direction. So no, I didn't even know that. In fact, our boss does the opposite and is extremely hands-off when it comes to what we talk about.
Yeah,
because
it's a good
quite
point.
Frankly, after this long of doing this and doing it together, we kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of know what is going to work and what isn't.
But I look, shout out to Colin, though, because it's fascinating to learn.
What I mean, I'm looking at it. Opensecrets.org for those that want to check out the site.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about Entercom. I didn't know that about David Field.
And by the way, shout out to Colin for posting this under the picture of you and me and the 10-year-old kid that was in studio earlier in the show.
It's an appropriate place to put it.
I mean, of all places to go with it, the kid that was on stage with Foo Fighters, if you missed that interview, we're going to play it again for you. If you missed it, it was so much fun. He's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. But what of all places to post a question about, are you guys told what to say based on your parent company's political contributions? No. In no way are we bought and paid for by anyone on this radio program.
Nor is anybody else, nor right. is the newsroom, nor is anybody else told mm-hmm. what to report and what not to report. We don't get edicts from corporate based on, because if you were going to say that, then we have people on this radio station that are accused of being too conservative as well. So can't win.
Yeah, I apologize if I steamrolled anyone with with that, but Colin asked, and I thought we would definitely let you know, and I thought it was interesting, and you may have been interested in wondering that too. But Colin, thank you for bringing that to the forefront, my friend. Ask and you shall receive on Facebook.
All right. Can we play a game now?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Absolutely we can. Let me fire it up here. All right. We're going to give you a chance to win 6 tickets to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show coming up at the end of the month. You can pick your choice which day you want to go. One of the 3 days, the 26th or the 28th. And all you got to do is figure out the answer to one question at 576-7798. This is about adults, all right? A recent poll of adults reveals that around 20% eat this once a day. A recent poll of adults reveals that they eat, about 20% of them eat this once a day. 576-7798, 576-7798. Go ahead and jump on in. And if you are first to figure it out, then we have got 6 tickets coming your way to the Overland Park Convention Center, the site of the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show. Again, a recent poll of adults reveals that around 20% eat this once a day.
At least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is there, while we're waiting for people to come in, is there anything you eat every day? Is there anything you eat every single day?
I go in, as you've probably noticed, I go in phases. Like, there will be a week straight where I'll have hard-boiled eggs every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just will be too lazy to make them at home. I'm currently on a strawberry pineapple run right now. And grapes.
Okay.
But other than that, no, not really. You?
No. I'm really inconsistent right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really all over the place right now with what I eat every day. It just depends on the day.
576-7798. Let's start with Paul. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Paul, a recent poll of adults reveals that around 20% eat this once a day. What is it? Paul. Paul going once.
Candy.
Is it candy? It is not candy. All right, 576-7798. Let's go to Beth on KMBZ. Beth, what food are we talking about here?
Bananas.
Is it a banana? I eat bananas pretty often, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely eat bananas pretty often. There's usually one of those. Let's go to Dave next up. Dave, what food are we talking about here?
Candy.
Is it candy? It wasn't candy before, and it's still not candy. All right. A recent poll of adults reveals that around 20% eat this once a day. What is it? 576-7798. Beth, you're next up. What food are we talking about, Beth?
My guess is crow.
Is this a
You know, I'll give you credit. You knew that wasn't the answer, but
you stuck with
we
it.
Laughed anyway.
Pam, you're next up. Pam, what food are we talking about?
Candy.
Is it candy? Wasn't candy the first time. It wasn't candy the second time, and it's not candy the third time.
Not everybody can hear maybe through their phone, but I would encourage you to listen to what other people guess, because you can change your guess. It's okay. Maybe you didn't know that, but it's okay to change your guess.
A recent poll of adults reveals that around 20% eat this food once a day. It's not candy.
It's not candy. I have no idea what it is, but I'm very certain it's not candy.
Let's go to Alex next up. What is it, Alex?
I'm going to say apples.
Is it apples? No, not apples.
Huh.
Let's go to Monica. Monica, what food are we talking about?
Ice cream.
Is it ice cream? When's the last time you had ice cream, Jamie?
I have not bought ice cream in 15... I couldn't tell you when I've ever bought ice cream for home.
Really?
No. I'm not... That's not really... If you're
carb and sugar conscious.
It's salt. I mean, if I want a treat, okay. I'm going pasta. So
you want ice cream? No, linguine.
I vaguely recall wanting Dairy Queen, a hot fudge sundae from Dairy Queen, maybe 2 years ago. Okay. And that might have been the last time.
My wife eats ice cream every day. That's a good answer for my wife, but she's pregnant. So she can eat whatever she wants. 576-7798. Julie, what food are we talking about, Julie?
Well, since you said it's not candy, I'm probably wrong. I was going to say chocolate.
Is it chocolate? Yeah, it's not chocolate. Thank you for your guess. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to George. You're next up. George, what food are we talking about?
Bacon.
Is it bacon?
I wish that was the answer.
It is not
really
bacon.
Wish that was right.
How about Tasha? You're next up. Tasha, I'm going to read it again for you. A recent poll of adults reveals that around 20% eat this food once a day. What food?
It has to be cereal.
Is it cereal?
Correct, boy wonder.
Nicely done. Hang on hold, Tasha. We have 6 tickets coming your way to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show. One of 3 days. The end of this month, October 26th through the 28th at the Overland Park Convention Center. Shop, compare, and save with over 200 experts in remodeling, kitchens, bath, decor, flooring, and more. I don't know. We've talked cereal before recently. I don't know the last time I had cereal that wasn't in a hotel lobby as part of a free continental breakfast in probably 2 years.
Okay.
Just don't eat cereal very often. I'm more likely to have ice cream.
I have texture issues with cereal.
Okay.
I don't like putting milk on that, and it disintegrates too fast, and that's just gross to me.
Where was I at? I was at a CVS the other day, and I'm walking through the aisles, and I didn't know this was a thing, but Captain Crunch Berry's snack pack now? Like, you buy...
I don't even know what you just said.
You know Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
You know Captain Crunch Berries?
Okay.
It's like Crunch with Captain Crunch with red and blue other Captain Crunches in it, in the shape of balls. Berries.
Keep going.
And they came, and normally it's in a box. Like, you know,
okay.
These were in snack pack form, like okay. Small individual. And it said okay. Perfect for snacking on the go. I thought, I've never seen that before.
I would eat. And so, did you eat cereal as a kid?
Yes.
Sometimes kind of keep that? I didn't eat cereal as a kid.
Oh.
My parents never bought it. I've always had that texture thing with it. I will snack on like a Goline granola or something like that. But as soon as you add milk to that, it's worthless to me. I just want nothing to do with it at all.
Today, you knew you, and it was cereal. So we'll do another one tomorrow for another 6-pack of tickets to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show, which we will be broadcasting live out there on that Friday, on the 26th, a week from tomorrow. We will be broadcasting live. Hey, if you missed the young man that joined us in studio, Collier Rule. He was the kid that was brought up on stage by the Foo Fighters. He joined us in studio in the 10 o'clock hour. Awesome kid. His mom was here. We're going to talk about what it was like and getting up on that stage. Plus, the kid brought his guitar. So you're going to hear that coming up. We've got more coming your way, including, speaking of snacks, what did she make those cookies out of that were served at school?
Did you hear some of the kids knew?
Oh.
Some of the kids knew.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that makes it better or worse.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it next. Or we will talk with the kid that was brought up on stage by Foo Fighters, Collier Rule, and also some Hyperloop chat. But this story, it really grossed me out when I first heard it. And it was about cookies.
Tell us more about it. What happened?
So, Grandma was the secret ingredient. I don't know if you had seen this or not, but... all right, if you have kids, you may not enjoy this story, or they may not enjoy this story, but there is a California high school student allegedly distributed a full batch of homemade sugar cookies to the kids, laced with human ashes. Gave them to her students, fellow students at her high school, while broadcasting the secret ingredient, her grandparent, shamelessly to the public. According to local news outlet Fox 40, this girl is going around telling everyone basically at this point she had brought in these cookies to school with human ashes in them. That's an anonymous student's words. Went on to explain that officials at the school, the Da Vinci Charter Academy, had asked students who'd actually eaten the morbid cookies to sign a statement and to refrain from sharing news of the incident with the public, which he proceeded to immediately share with the public. While we cannot comment on confidential student matters, the physical and societal, emotional safety of our students is always our first priority. Yada, yada, yada from a spokesperson. Who does that?
I don't have an answer to that question. I don't think you do either. I don't think we have an answer.
Who decides they're going to feed their friends or even people there may not be their friends cookies made with grandpa?
So one kid, the Washington Post version says, again, the student brought the cookies to school, gave them to at least 9 other students. Some of them didn't know what was in the cookies. Others knew. Other kids knew. And one boy told local media that one of the two girls who distributed the cookies showed him the relative's urn. He ate the cookie anyway and reported the cookie had a normal flavor.
Okay. Taking...
But if you ever ate sand as a kid, you know, you can kind of feel it crunching in between your teeth. So there was a little tiny bit of that. Seriously, reading it straight out of the Washington Post.
So there was some grandpa grit is what you're telling me. There's some grandpa grittiness to the cookies.
Police have opened a case. Authorities are trying to figure out the appropriate discipline. Officers considered a charge for disposal of human remains in an improper manner. They may instead apply a public nuisance charge. School's principal, again, no student's health in jeopardy. We're not going to talk about it. Private, la, la, la.
I would get the kid that decided to add grandpa to the cookies into mental health counseling immediately. And I don't think I'm going too far when I say what a lot of people are probably thinking. The kid that served grandpa laced cookies to his fellow students could be your next school shooter. Could be your next crazy. I'm not saying he will, but that's insane. Insane.
Did he actually put
grandpa's ashes.
Ashes into the cookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know that he actually did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the kids knew it and ate the cookies anyway. And described a bit of a sand gritty texture to them, as you would imagine.
I mean, it's by that point, it's ashes by definition. I understand that.
I'll read Washington Post story. Does this mean that a bunch of high school kids are now cannibals? Technically, yes. They have eaten human remains.
And you have no idea what part of grandpa you've eaten. Could be a finger.
I mean, usually the part that survives is bone.
Is
usually
it?
Everything else disintegrates.
That makes
when
sense.
They're cremated, it's you know, ground up bone that usually is what remains.
This kid's going to, somebody put this kid in counseling right away because you chose to put your grandfather into the cookie mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kids knew about it, but you decided you were going to sabotage your other co-friends, peers, students by being like, hey, you want a cookie? Yeah, here, take one from this section. Those are the good ones.
Nobody got sick.
What kind of cookies were these?
Sugar cookies.
Oh, so they weren't even chocolate chip?
Nope. Would that have made it better, Dan?
Well.
Would that have made it better?
So, on that note.
Oh, man. Sorry to ruin your lunch hour. There you go. We'll put this up on Facebook for you to read. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.